This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. An official in the Kursk border region of Russia is urging residents to evacuate due to the very tense situation in the area where Russian forces are scrambling to respond to a surprise Ukrainian attack. The latest now from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Russia's emergency authorities say more than 76,000 people have fled their homes in areas of Kursk, where Ukrainian troops and armor poured across the border 7 days ago. They reportedly have advanced as much as 30 kilometers. The Ukrainian operation is taking place under tight secrecy, and its goals remain unclear. The stunning maneuver that caught the Kremlin's forces unaware counters Russia's unrelenting effort in recent months to punch through Ukrainian defenses at selected points along the front line in eastern Ukraine. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
A wildfire in Greece has more than 670 firefighters backed by volunteers using 138 fire engines and 32 firefighting planes and helicopters working to knock it back. It broke out on Sunday about 35 kilometers north of Athens. Winds helped the fire spread quickly on Monday, torching trees, houses, and cars, and forcing evacuations of several hospitals and a dozen towns and villages. Water is the problem in northern Japan, causing flooding after Tropical Storm Maria made landfall on Monday. The storm, packing maximum wind speeds of 72 kilometers per hour, is moving toward the Sea of Japan. The Japan Meteorological Agency warned of risks of mudslides and more flooding as the rain continues to deluge the island. This is VOA News. The leaders of France, Germany, and Britain have endorsed calls for a ceasefire in Gaza, the return of scores of hostages held by Hamas, and the unfettered delivery of humanitarian aid. Doctors in several parts of India on Monday staged demonstrations demanding justice after a trainee doctor in the eastern West Bengal state was raped and murdered in the premises of a state-run hospital. Police officials found her body in the seminar hall of R.G. Carr Medical College on Friday morning after she was sexually assaulted and murdered on Thursday night. Furious doctors held rallies and raised slogans which read, "No safety, no duty," and "Save the saviors." As the two main parties in the U.S. presidential election continue to shape their messaging, Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports they are highlighting starkly different outlooks.
In his first speech as Kamala Harris's running mate,
"Thank you for bringing back the joy,"
Tim Walz, followed by Harris herself the next day,
"We are joyful warriors."
Contrast that with Donald Trump.
"We have a lot of bad things coming up,"
predicting a possible recession or world war.
"Our country is right now in the most dangerous position it's ever been."
While Walz and Harris are betting voters can be persuaded to share their sunny outlook,
"The ability to talk about what could be good,"
the Trump camp dismisses the idea that an upbeat attitude will decide the presidency, arguing he is reflecting the nation's dour mood. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Happy.
Villagers and local forest officials in India's southern Tamil Nadu state marked World Elephant Day on Monday by offering a fruity feast to a parade of elephants. Celebrated annually on August 12th, World Elephant Day, celebrations across the globe aim to promote the conservation of the giant beasts. On Sunday, Disney bestowed legend status on 14 artists, including Harrison Ford, Angela Bassett, and Miley Cyrus.
"In my heart, I was Hannah Montana." "And I was so proud to be. This award is dedicated to Hannah and all of her amazing, loyal fans, and to everyone who has made my dream a reality."
Disney says the honorees have made a significant impact on Disney's legacy. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.